Thank you for keeping the flies alive.
Hey, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? This is Brad Bocaccia right now, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Clean Cut put together. Oh man, you gotta wait till you hear this, man. It's called Bob's Live number 3 theme song. Man, he got down and done it right, man. I'm saying, cause I'm listening to it and I'm like, damn.
Play that one.
What the hell?
We over here breaking records of the year. Bob's Live, Robin Lynn, maybe. Got you playing again. Gonna get you playing every single day, like, hey. We over here and we doing it again. Popping for the top, DJ, time to spin. Bob's Live, character surprise. And the world vibes, stretch for that exercise.
Best talk radio of 2014.
Robin Lynn, maybe on the big screen. West Music, Florida, representing Mad Capital Records, fingerprinting. Mad Capital Life, indenting. Angel Sessions, gospel sensation. Talking all them blessings. Fly away with Tamika Trayvon. Now you got to hear this. Hot up off the press. Bob's Live is out, sparking interest. Young Chi-Town, Ike Ellis, Southeast 360 Music, and Jerry Royce Live. You got to hear this. Willie Brown, and let's not forget about Freedom Doors and Ministries. I am Vibes Live, two fingers up, clean cut surprise. No surprise, I do this for everybody, honest guys. We over here breaking records of the year. Vibes Live, Robin Lynn, maybe. Got you playing again. Gotta get you played every single day, like, hey. We over here and we doing it again. Popping for the top, DJ, time to spin. Bob's Live, character surprise. And the world vibes, stretch for that exercise.
Yo, I step up and say, what's up? My name is Clean Cut. As I throw my two fingers up, you say I'm so cool. I got it, Vibes Live, so full. Everybody say I'm sitting on a stool and I'm spinning. But then I'm winning. And then I'm taking over swimming and pimping. But you know I ain't lynching. Keep it off the one time, forgot to mention. Keep it going, freestyle pinching. Everybody got to get a bit of beat. I keep it real up in the game and I'm smiling with my teeth. They looking so bright. I stopped the smoking. Stop the drinking, but I'm sober, see. It real up in the game, they call me OG. OG gets crazy when I'm lyrically up in the game. Got you feeling like insanity. Got you over, now you wanna see me triple X to beat. Everybody wanna come and try to beat me.
We over here breaking records of the year. Bob, Robin Lynn, maybe. Got you playing again.
This is your boy, comedian Edwin Douglas. Welcome to Vibe Live Red Carpet Exclusive. I cannot do this by myself, so I got to give it up to the man upstairs. And this is how I would say it. Thank you, my father, for a breath to breathe, a mind to think, strength in my eyes to see, voice to speak, and the sound in my ears to hear, and the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Now I got that out the way. My partner in crime, CEO, my co-host, Robin Lynn.
Vibes Live, Robin Lynn, Maybin.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back for yet another episode of the Vibes Live Red Carpet Exclusives. High five, man.
Yes. I mean, I'm looking forward for this show today.
Yes.
But let's do what we supposed to do. Ladies and gentlemen, before we even say his name, what we're going to do is give him the red carpet exclusive song. Play it right now. Yeah.
Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of jazz, the voice of radio. Please put your hands together and show your love for Vibe Live on Jazz by Jay. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Did you like the little intro on the red carpet?
That was beautiful, man. That was wonderful. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for that.
Welcome.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, indeed. For those who tuning in, you're listening to The Voice, Jazz by Jay. His name is Jay Maben. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jay, I promote you. I don't know if you get an opportunity to get on social media. I have people, you know, to tune in. Tune in, Vibe Live, every Sunday, Jazz by Jay, with a glass of wine. You know, so.
There you go.
You do.
Yeah. Very nice. I like that. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Because you have that radio voice. You have that radio voice for jazz. And but let's do this. Tell Vibe Live family what made you get into radio.
Well, I'll tell you. I've had a long love affair with music, you know, since probably the day I was born. But we'll leave all that behind. There's a guy in Tacoma who is he's an old school teacher, and when I was about 20, I used to see him at a place I used to frequent, and he knew that I had an interest in jazz and also happened to be a musician as well, as he was. So we would talk about various styles of music in depth, and he got to the point to where he would quiz me on certain issues concerning jazz. And this individual has a jazz show himself on a radio station and has for, oh, probably 40 years. And he is somebody that kind of impressed me. And I liked that he had encyclopedic knowledge of the things that he chose to discuss on the air. And so for me, he was kind of a model. And several years later, I met a couple of other people that were involved in jazz radio and became friends with them and kind of played with the idea in my head that it would be a fun thing to pursue. And, you know, by the grace of God, this thing kind of fell in my lap, and I took advantage of an opportunity after going and doing a little bit of radio you know, the school DJ thing, I got an opportunity to do the host this jazz show, and it's just been a wonderful thing. So that's the short version.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a instrument that you enjoy playing, and what
well,
if so?
Okay, pardon me. Yeah, go ahead. I play harmonica. I play jazz okay. harmonica, and I also play the bass. So that's what I do.
Okay. Which one is your favorite?
Jay's being modest. I think Jay can play every instrument. I remember Jay beating on some drums.
Actually, that's not really true at all. Those are the two instruments that I play. And I'm, you know, like a lot of people, I mess around with a lot of stuff. But that's what I do. And I like them both equally the same because they come from different parts of me, you know.
Okay, okay.
You know,
Which one is your favorite instrument?
I can't really say that either one is a favorite. I think that people consider my primary instrument the harmonica, and I think that if you ask me, depending on when you would ask me, I would probably have to agree with that. Although there have been times when I didn't play harmonica for years, and I worked as a bass player, so it just kind of depends, you know, when you are a multi-instrumentalist. You have a tendency to kind of go with your own moods, you know, if you have the opportunity to do that, so.
Wow, wow. Who is your favorite musician artist that inspire you or that you would love to, let's say this, what musician you would love to play with or be on the stage with and perform with?
Wow. Wow. There's a question. I'd probably have to say it would have to be somebody like maybe a Herbie Hancock or someone like that. He's a huge influence for me on as far as, you know, what he does and the scope of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, a lot of times when Robin and I, we put our radio format together, the scheduling, and when she brings your name up, and I just can't wait. Now, get me wrong. I love gospel music. I love it. You know, that part of my life. But I really be waiting to hear that radio voice. Jazz by Jay. I mean, it fit and it blend right with the jazz music. Have you always had that voice, radio
voice?
Well,
you know, I really appreciate the compliment. You know, I mean, I really take that as a compliment because, to tell you the truth, I just kind of do what I do. I get on the radio and I just talk. So, I mean, this is just me. So, all I can tell you is that it seems like a natural fit. If what I do is appealing, then I'm really fortunate because it's a gift. It's nothing that I try to do. What I have to try to do is I have to edit myself, you know. But as far as talking on the radio goes, I really enjoy it, you know, it's just like I enjoy talking about music. So it's just kind of a natural, easy thing for me to do. So I appreciate the compliment, though, very much. Thank you.
Because I relax. I be doing our work, especially on Sunday, and I be relaxed. Football season just started today, you know, and I said, wow, man, I'm sitting here and listening to this jazz and music that I forgot about, music that sound great. I mean, you have all kinds of jazz, but it's just so relaxing. And I want to say I appreciate the work that you put in, the work that you enjoy, the music that you present into the world. When I say the world, because Vibe Live is worldwide, you know. So there's other radio stations. It's not playing the kind of jazz music that we play. Okay, I do a lot of research, but Vibe Live, we really appreciate what you do. You know, I want to tell you that.
Well, that's wonderful to hear, because you know what? I believe the things that you're saying are true. I believe that there is an absence of a lot of the kind of straight-ahead jazz that I'm trying to present. You know, I hear it here and there, but I don't hear enough of it, and I feel fortunate that I have the opportunity to share my love of that with the world, as you say, because, yes, we are out there in cyberspace, and we're broadcasting to everybody that's tuned in, and I would like to take the opportunity to say that I really appreciate what you guys are doing for my show, and I'm glad to be affiliated with Vibes Live. So I really appreciate
it. For your sister, Robin, she taught me so much. I'm a marketing guy, promoter, comedian. I do a lot, but to sit down and listen and learn from Robin, it opened my brain, and ever since we clicked when she first interviewed me, and she started naming some people, and the more she speak about others, I get so excited. And when she say my brother, you know, oh my, and she speak very positive about music. And yes, and the passion. And then when I was able to hear the story of your father, the history, that blew me away. That I said, you know what, this is something special. And when I told her, I said, we got to interview your brother. We can't just leave one piece of the puzzle behind. And this is a beautiful radio family with history. And we have guys part of this network that enjoy what they do, and I recognize that, and I think this is going to go to a whole other level, and people are going to really, really appreciate Vibe Live family. So I'm amazed. I just can't wait to see things open up, what God has for everybody, you know, so...
And I feel exactly the same way. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. So this is a very exciting time for sure, no doubt. No
Robin,
doubt.
I know this is your brother, but you better say something.
It's just my brother. No, I remember being a little girl, and Jay would be in there playing on his harmonica, and I'd be sitting out there trying to listen in and stuff, and he would always shoo me off. But observing that, I have a great respect for the artist and their craft. Uh-huh. And that's been my inspiration in supporting the artist to this day. Yes. Yeah, it was amazing sitting out there in the hallway when you chased me out and let me in, and just listening to that harmonica and everything else that you play. And I mean, it's so awesome, because we don't get to see this side of the artist's journey. So yeah, it's phenomenal. Grateful.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So Jay, what would you like to see for a support system from our listener? What would you like to see happen with the love that you have for jazz? What would you like to see?
Well, I would just like to hear more people just talk about how important things like that, if indeed they are to them, you know, and let other people know that there's a forum out there. If they have an interest in that sort of art, that there's a place where they can go and get, you know, a pretty healthy portion of it at least on Sundays. And, you know, my plan is to someday do a whole lot more than just one day a week of jazz radio. You know, that's
okay.
just the start. So that's kind of
well,
what's going on.
We got a slot for you right here at Vibes Live Radio, and we'll bring it right there to you. You don't even have to go anywhere at all.
That's mm-hmm. it.
All right.
Yeah.
We got the vibes. We got it.
I like
we got
that.
We got the vibe. And,
oh, my goodness.
And a lot of people who tuning in, joining the Vibe Live fan page, group page, we're growing. We have proof of showing we have 2 million, over 2 million listeners tuning in from all 200 countries.
High five, high five.
Wow.
And we're growing, and not
yes.
just to impress, but we are bringing music back to radio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're bringing good music to radio. I tell people
that's,
all the time.
Wonderful, yeah.
I tell people all the time, wherever you live at, wherever you are, your FM and your AM station, the music that they cannot play, guess what Vibe Live can. You know, so that's what we do. We want everybody to tune in and to listen to Jazz by Jay every Sunday. Don't have to worry about no nonstop music when it comes to jazz because we got the vibe. Yes, we do.
Thank
yes,
you
we
for
do.
Keeping the vibes live.
That's it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Jay, you have anything you want to promote? Anything you have coming up? You want people to follow you? I don't know if you have a website. Anything that you want people to know? This is the time to tell them. You know.
You know, here's what I would really like to say more than anything. Just if you appreciate what you hear, just keep listening and tell people about it, you know. And it can only grow from there, and that's what you want, you know. We want this thing to spread like wildfire. So.
Yes.
I think that's about all I got. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what else is there to say?
And I want to acknowledge, is it NCWN? What's the call letters for that for the station that's producing you, Jay?
It's
NWCC. Anyway, I want to give a shout out to the fellas that's housing at the radio station. We'll put the plugs up in the description, but I just wanted to acknowledge them because they're the ones that where your show originates, and so yeah, that's all. Sorry.
Yeah, Northwest Convergence Zone is what those call letters stand for.
Okay.
That was where the show started, just for a little historical perspective. This genius of an individual who owns the little radio show that the station started this from his house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just blossomed into this wonderful thing. And you know, that's what we're doing out here. And it's NWCZradio.com.
Yes.
And that's what those call letters, Northwest Convergence Zone, stand for. So there you go, a little historical perspective on what we're doing out here. So that's where that comes from. And thanks for the shout-out. You know, we appreciate it.
Yes,
and
of course.
We also appreciate, you know, we appreciate this union that we're having right now. So this is beautiful. And I thank you.
You're more than welcome. This is your home, your family, and ladies and gentlemen, tune in every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Time. Every Sunday, VibeLive.com, Jazz by Jay. His name is Jay Maven. Jay, thank you. And
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And you continue to be the person who you are and keep playing that jazz. That's why I have a glass of wine.
All right. Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
You're more than welcome.
See you later, Jay.
Okay. All right. Goodbye, all.
All right. Well.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Wow, Edwin. That's just my brother, Jay.
That's your brother, Jay. What we're going to do, we're going to take a commercial break. And while we're taking a break, you do what you do, I do what I do. But before we go our separate ways, you know what to do. Play it now.
Check 1, 2. Yo, you tuned in to Coffee Brown. This time, they taking it to the clubs. Uh-oh, that's right. First it was Naughty, then it was Next, now it's CB. What?
Lives has something very special for you right after church, gospel brunch and sunshine. I am Robin Lynn, and join me for Jazz with Jay every Sunday and a glass of wine on VibesLive.com, 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right, we're back. Robin Lynn May Ben.
Hi.
Your brother is Jay Maybin. Jazz by Jay. Great.
Radio voice. And yes, Jazz with Jay.
Every Sunday.
Yeah. Number one radio voice for jazz. Yeah, right here. Right here. This is the moment. Uncle Ben Book Club. Hey, how you doing, Uncle Ben? How you doing, Uncle Ben?
Hi, Uncle Ben. Hi.
Uncle Ben. Yeah, how y'all doing? I never met Jay. Robert Lynn, you didn't tell me you had a brother. Uncle Ben.
Oh, yes, sir, I do. Yes. Uncle Ben, you got me repeating everything twice. Feel like I'm stuttering or something.
You say my name one time, I say nothing. You say the time, I say Robert Lynn, maybe. How you doing, Uncle Ben? Okay, Uncle Ben. What do you have for us today, the book club? Uncle Ben. Let me see here. I have to go in my closet and Uncle Ben. The author is Michael Mike. Uncle Ben. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Michael Ben. Mike. Uncle Ben. And the name of the book is Victory Over Visitation, Uncle Ben. Okay, Victory Over Visitation, author Michael Mike. Why did you select this book to be Book of the Week? Well, let me see. This book here really brought my attention, Uncle Ben. About child support and visitation. Okay. You know what? That could, for information, could really help out a lot of brothers, a lot of men that who may not know their visitation right, or maybe need to know more laws on visitation and child support. Okay. What do you think, Robin?
I think that's very, very intriguing and very, very necessary. We need to, you know, since we're out there doing these things, we need to know how our responsibilities and how to carry out our responsibilities. So right on, Uncle Ben, right on. For doing some raising some awareness there. Yes, thank you. Public service.
Could you pick a chapter in the book that give us a small detail, kind of like you did last week, and tell us why you are picking that chapter to give us a little highlight about the book? Let me see. Reporting violation. Okay. And tell us a little bit about the chapter that you selected. Well, let me see. A lot of times, women, like a man, don't want their kid's father to have or spend quality of time with their kids, Uncle Ben. And I think women need to understand when the man is trying to do the right thing and they receive a child support check, they got to do the right thing. And there have been some people that have broken the law. Okay. All right. Well, you heard him. Book of the Week, Victory Over Visitation, Wars and Winners, and the author is Michael Mike. Robin, let's give Uncle Ben a round of applause, and also the author for the Book of the Week, Michael Mike.
Well done, Uncle Ben.
All right. Yes. All right, good job. You get to keep your job, Uncle Ben.
All right.
Yeah, Uncle Ben.
Okay.
Now, what we're going to do at this moment, Robin, is go into our Vibla update news. What do you have for us?
Well, goodness, update news. You know, we've got the two hurricanes that occurred With the two hurricanes, it made me think and begin to wonder if some of these storms and natural disasters, if they're not being man-made, you know, and it just kind of makes me kind of wonder what the heck is going on. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you're saying you think it's man-made, these hurricanes are man-made?
Man-made, manipulated. I kind of think that the old government might have a hand in some of these catastrophes. There's just too many things in the weather, like the warm, extremely warm weather in the Northwest, and the unstable weather. We're having all the different regions are having the different kinds of weather that they normally haven't had, and they're happening frequently. And I'm like, yeah, no. You know, so.
Well, you know, here, as you're in Seattle, Washington, I'm in Dallas, Texas, and we're having crazy things happening with the gas, and with that going on, people have to go online and find out the best time and the location where to get their gas when it's most needed. Now, what is happening in what's about to happen in Florida, there's a possibility maybe worse would happen down in Houston, Texas, you know. So
wow.
I can kind of see what you're saying, that it could be man-made government, but we don't know. But the only thing I can just say that we just need to work together, come together, support each
yes.
other, and
yes.
be there. I mean,
yes.
you don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to be a celebrity to donate, but whatever you can do to help out, if it's information,
yes.
that would be great too.
What I strongly encourage and suggest is that we strengthen and shore up on our disaster preparedness. Yes. Yeah, just even on a daily basis, just always be ready, prepared, and maybe practice some drills and things like that for weather, fires, who knows, okay? But just be prepared to be able to sustain yourself if you have to evacuate your home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, you guys, yeah, everyone stay safe. Yeah, and watch out.
There you go.
Okay, stay safe and watch out. Cross your fingers, all that, okay?
So, what if Vibe Live have in the news? What if we got in the news?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Kevin and Nikki's show, they've been interviewing some awesome guests. And, goodness, the success in the social marketplace. We came back to the air. Oh, my goodness. Next month we are going to be live on location. Uh-huh. Can I tell them now? In Dallas, Texas. Too late. Yes, we're going to be live in Dallas, Texas. You want to tell them who our guest is going to be?
Yes. October the 5th in Dallas, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Our playwright, director, stage producer, the one and only Shelley Garrett. We Vibe Live. We'll be interviewing him, and we will keep you guys posted. So that's October 5th, 2017. Vibe Live will be in Dallas, Texas. Yes, they're
yes.
celebrating their 30th anniversary of the one and only beauty shop.
Yes.
The play. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And yes. I've got... The Disco Daddies Wide World of Hip Hop show is in which I'm the illustrious producer. All the month of September is celebrating and paying honor and tribute to the original queens of hip hop.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
we want to send a special shout out to Queen Sha Rock. Yes, yes, yes. And so His show is every Saturday, VibesLive.com, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central. Yeah. Okay. So you want to tune in, please. Oh, and also, he's also been interviewing all of the pioneers in hip-hop, both the East Coast and the West Coast. So Disco Daddy's Wide World of Hip-Hop is a show where you can not only get some great music, but you can get some great knowledge, too. It's the Vibes Live way around here. You know, you get your music, and you get educated, too.
And let me say this before I forget. For those who are in Dallas, Texas, if you are familiar with the jazz artist Vondell Andrew, myself and him will be performing in DeSoto, Texas, location Jubilee Community Church in DeSoto, the event center, not in the sanctuary, but the event center, September the 16th, that's 7 p.m. You can go on my Facebook page. You can go on Vibe Live group page. Yes, if you are in the city, that's September 16th, 2017, that's 7 p.m. And guess what? Your boy, comedian Edmund Douglas, going to be off the chain.
I know you will.
I'm going to be off the chain. That's right. I'm talking to everybody. You heard me? Yes. Also, we have, I don't want to forget, our other Vibe Live family member, Brian Kosher, the Clean Keezy Show. The Clean Keezy Show. He's out in California, but he's also Vibe Live. Family, you can just tune in. That technically 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, that 10 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and that's 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's every Sunday. And then, of course, Vibe Live, Red Carpet Exclusive. We're always here every Monday this season, season two. Yes, 12 noon Central Time, Standard Time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then, of course, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, VibeLive.com. Yes, and Marvelous Milton Smith every Tuesday, 12 noon Central Time, 1 o'clock p.m. Central Time, also 10 a.m., Pacific Standard Time. And Kevin Nicky Show, yes, that every Wednesday, 12 noon Eastern Time. Just follow us on Vibe Live group page. You can go to Comedian Edmund Douglas page. Just hit either one of us, and we'll keep you guys posted. Yes.
One other thing, too. Want everyone to tune in during the weekdays, VibesLive.com, every night at 7, because we'll be doing a replay of all of our daily shows. Okay, so...
Right.
Yeah. So just tune in every night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard and Western Time. But anyway, tune in, and you'll hear a repeat of the week's daily shows, okay? They're going to be just aired in a random format because they're aired in a regular programming during the daytime. Make sense?
Well, you know what? You know, Uncle Ben, what you got coming up? Uncle Ben, I'm waiting on Jazz by Jay with a glass of wine. Boy.
Oh, and we forgot about Gospel Music Explosion. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gospel Music Explosion.
Remiss.
6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Just wait after midnight. You will be hearing Gospel Explosion.
Yes.
Tune in.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. But you heard it before. He said for what he got coming up, he's going to be waiting on Jazz by Jay with a glass of wine. You know what? I'm going to put this duct tape around his mouth. And
okay.
We do it, Robin. Until next time, we're going to leave you guys with a couple of songs. But until next time, I'm your host, comedian Edmund Douglas, and
I'm Robin Lynn.
Holler at the boy, the Hermie.
All right.
Play it. All right.
sell gift cards?